KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I'm, as always, very glad you've joined us today. Like so many people this time of the year, I've got that froggy cold, so if I sound a little odd to you, I feel a little odd too, but we are really happy you're here. We have three ladies with us in the studio today. Two are veterans of the show and one is a first-timer. They're all here to talk about Fresno State's version of spring cleaning that is mixed, of course, with a little service. And I'm talking about the Spring Into Service event, which takes place every April. So let me introduce them all to you. Taylan Bennett is somebody we can't seem to get more than a few weeks without having on as a guest. She's so involved in all of this service activities around campus. She's a graduate of Fresno State twice over, and she's also the special projects coordinator in the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning here at Fresno State. Welcome back to the show, Taylan.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be back.
And joining Taylan is another veteran of the show, Miss Sarah Padelty. Sarah is the volunteer coordinator with Habitat for Humanity of Fresno County. Sarah, great to see you again. Thanks for being here.
Happy to join you.
And finally, we've got one of the fantastic Richter Center student leaders with us today, Miss Haley Chapman. Thanks for being with us today, Haley, and welcome to the show for the first time.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
I promise no rookie hazing will go easy on you. So where to begin? Let's see, Sarah, how about starting with you today? Will you talk a little about Habitat for Humanity and what services your organization provides here in a local community?
Definitely. Habitat for Humanity Fresno County's mission is bringing people together to build homes, community, and hope. So all of our services revolve around really building up those that live here, whether it's through new home construction or through programs focused on the neighborhoods and houses that currently exist.
And I know that some of the programs, like the Restore program, are directly in support of that central mission. You want to talk just a little about Restore?
Definitely. So our Restore is a retail arm of Habitat. It is an amazing place where individuals can go to purchase new and gently used home improvement items at a discounted price. So the easiest way to think of it is kind of like a thrift store for Lowe's or Home Depot. Yeah. They have furniture, doors, windows, tiles, paint. Even cooler than that is that all the proceeds from the Restore go back to fund what Habitat's doing out in the community.
I may have shared with you last time you were the guest, my father-in-law is great. He goes by your place at the Restore, or I don't know, every few weeks, and he'll call us and say, hey, do you need a bike? Hey, do you need a refrigerator? So it is a great place to go and look for just different items and go wander around. You know, but obviously because that program exists to support your mission and the work of Habitat, it really is a matter of that one of the things that goes hand in hand with being a nonprofit are the great demands for services, but the small budgets when compared to that community need that you serve. Maybe you can talk a little about the scope of services that Habitat provides versus how much or how little really money organizations like yours have.
Definitely. A lot of the programs that Habitat does is really focused in the community, and with that does come a price. All the services that we offer have to have some kind of material, have some sort of staff oversight, which leads to a cost. Those programs do include new home construction, where we partner with families to actually build brand new houses that are affordable so that they're able to live in them with an affordable mortgage. We also have programs in place like our Acts of Kindness, which offer minor beautification projects at no cost, which leads the cost to be through Habitat. So financial support is very, very important.
That's one of the major reasons I think that your organization and others rely so heavily on volunteers, right?
Definitely. Volunteers offer a lot of support for what we do. All of our activities, you need hands to make them happen. And so having volunteers involved not only alleviates some of that financial burden, but it also gives us the ability to build community by bringing people together to complete those services.
I like that. That idea of building community by others serving together in unison with your organization and others. In fact, you work with a lot of nonprofits as part of Dovia, you know, working with those volunteer coordinators from all over our region. Maybe you can talk just briefly about Dovia and what your involvement with them is.
I would love to. Dovia is a national organization. It stands for Directors of Volunteers and Agencies. It is not, however, restricted to those with a director title. It's really meant for anybody that's a volunteer or working with volunteers to have a network of other people who know exactly what you're going through, what your day-to-day life looks like working in volunteer management. Here in the Valley, we have recently restarted the program, but we do work with several different nonprofits throughout the area, and volunteers are such an important part of the Fresno community as well as the surrounding areas that we would not be able to do what we do without volunteers assisting.
Yeah. In the spirit of volunteerism, you volunteered to help lead that group and that resurgence of that organization. So thank you.
Yes, definitely. I love doing it. It's a great resource for everybody in the community to have.
So Taylin, one of the things the Richter Center is all about, obviously, is getting students to go and volunteer and hopefully fostering greater learning and an ethic of service through that service that they're involved in organizations like Sarah's and many others. Can you talk a little about that mission of engaging students in service?
Definitely. At the Richter Center, we involve students and alumni in various ways, one of them being service learning courses. So students who are enrolled in class, they get volunteer credit for going out and serving at organizations such as Habitat for Humanity, and that links directly back to their coursework. We also have the one-day service projects, like we'll get into about Spring into Service, and then we have ongoing clubs and organizations that volunteer and commit their time to serving our Central Valley.
Yeah, that 1 million hours of service, over 1 million hours of service the university does, means that it isn't just one program. It's not all on your shoulders and on the students' shoulders. It's spread out all through the campus. There's that culture of service that exists here.
Yes, it's definitely a campus-wide effort, and it's through athletics and through service learning courses, through clubs and organizations, and through individual students, faculty, and staff who just want to give back to their community.
So one way you do this is through the SERVE program. And Haley, you're a second year member of SERVE. Maybe before we talk about that program, though, since you are a first timer with us, maybe just a little self-introduction so people know who's talking to them.
I am a fourth year student here at Fresno State. I am majoring in biology and minoring in psychology. And I was born and raised in Fresno, so I've been here my whole life.
A biology major, also with a psychology minor, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you find time to serve on top of all of that.
Yep, somehow.
Yeah. Maybe you'll explain a little bit about SERVE, what it's all about, and how it connects to this need for volunteers in our community.
The SERVE committee helps to plan, coordinate, and implement one-day service events for Fresno State students, faculty, and staff throughout the year. So we have a few events throughout the year, and we also plan projects with multiple community benefit organizations for each event. So through all of that, we're actually able to achieve quite a bit.
Now, these one-day service events, how many of them? We're talking about Spring into Service today, but there are others, right?
Right. So we have Spring into Service, which is every spring, hence the name. And then in the fall, we have Serving Fresno Day, which is around Thanksgiving time. And then we also have Make a Difference Day, which is actually a national volunteer event that we participate in.
So there's those three primary organizations. I know that you're also involved in helping support and promote things like the campus blood drives and Kids Day and whatnot. But that peer-to-peer piece, in other words, you're out promoting with your peers, encouraging people to get involved in service. That's got to be an interesting role. You become a leader within the campus community.
Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege for sure. I mean, I love service, so I want to encourage people to do it in any way that I can. So I'm glad that programs like SERVE exist for me to serve in that capacity.
And Taylin, SERVE is just one of several of the programs that the Richter Center uses to engage Fresno State students in that leadership role related to service. Can you talk a little about some of the others?
So out of the Richter Center, we actually have four programs, so one being the SERVE committee. We also have the ambassadors, and they promote service on campus. We have the reflection facilitators that attend our one-day service events and help connect the students to the project and create meaningful experiences for them, since it is just that one day short term. And then our last program is the service learning coaches, and they go into service learning classes and work directly with the students and give them resources.
You mentioned the reflection facilitators, and obviously they go very much hand in hand with SERVE and the work that we're doing on these one-day service projects. Can you talk a little bit more about that program and why that's so important?
Definitely. So we have, like Haley said, a wide array of students who are coming to these one-day service events to get involved. It might be their first time volunteering. It might be their 100th time volunteering. But we really want to create a meaningful service experience for them. And so our reflection facilitators are trained to kind of create that critical thinking, discussion, and dialogue amongst the volunteers to get them thinking about what service they're providing to the community and how it's going to be an impact, even though it's just that one day.
Yeah, I think, Sarah, you mentioned a little bit about that idea of creating community. And part of that has to be helping those volunteers who come to your organization, I think especially the students, understand what is Habitat, right? It's one thing for them to show up and help out for a day or more. But if they don't really understand who you are as an organization, what your mission is, and the need in the community, that service is empty action almost, right?
Definitely, especially when it comes to one-day service opportunities. Habitat likes to take advantage of that to really share with people what's going on in the community, whether it's through Habitat or other organizations, and engage them, but also show them the impact that they're making, because one day can make a huge difference when there's a need.
Yeah, I heard a quote before that goes something along the lines of knowing your community means more than knowing your way around. And so it's not just about knowing how to get from point A to point B, but understanding what is that area that you're traveling through, or what is the need of the people that you're seeing. And with the work that Habitat does, it's so important to help people understand the issue of homelessness and poverty and how that goes hand in hand in our community, and what organizations like Habitat are doing to address that need, right?
Definitely. It's really important to see. A lot of people know Habitat for the signature program of new home construction. And so affordable home ownership is something that we advocate for. But something that not everybody knows Habitat works with is neighborhood revitalization, which is going into communities that are currently existing and loving on them and doing whatever we can to really show them that Habitat is there and that we care.
Yeah. And loving on those communities, I think, is something that you guys are going to involve the students in spring into service. So let's talk about that a little bit and that particular event. So Haley, one of the events that we've talked about already that Serve Members plan is that Spring into Service event. Will you talk about that project in particular?
Spring into Service is an event that the Serve Committee has been putting on for over 10 years now. This year it's on April 28th, which is a Saturday. And we are specifically going to be involved with four different locations or community partners. One of the first organizations that we are involved in and have been involved with for a long time is Sierra Foothill Conservancy. And our volunteers there will be building and maintaining hiking trail in the foothills outside of the Fresno Clovis area. Another project we're going to be doing is through a partnership with Off the Front.
Yeah, Off the Front. It's a great organization I don't think that many people know about. They are involved in low-income schools. They develop contracts, if you will, with these kids in these schools that say you've got to, you know, meet certain GPA requirements and service requirements, and they end up earning a brand new bike. And you guys help build those through that partnership in Spring into Service, right?
Yeah, exactly. We will be helping to build and maintain these bikes that the kids eventually earn. So yeah, it's really exciting. Another project we have in the works is with an organization called Art of Life, which helps connect patients with cancer in the community with artists, and that helps to promote a sense of healing through art and through creativity as just like an additional way to deal with the stress and the emotional like toll that cancer takes on everyone that it affects. What we'll be doing with them is helping to clean up their healing garden, which is located in Woodward Park. And then we will also be helping to set up for a community event they're putting on later that day called Picnic in the Park.
Yeah, great organization. If anybody listening has not been out to see the Healing Garden at Woodward Park, I'd sure encourage you to do that. It's just off of the Fort Washington entrance, and great program out there. And so lastly, our last partner is Habitat. You want to talk about that project a little bit?
Yeah, our last project will be with Habitat for Humanity, which Sarah has been here talking about a little bit. And we will be working on painting the exterior of a house of a senior community member.
And Sarah, we'll let you talk a little bit more about that project. It's a brand new one, I know. But Haley, how many students altogether are involved in this project?
Between the four different ones I mentioned, we're expecting over 120 volunteers. So we are pretty pumped about it.
And they work about, what, 5-6 hours during that day?
Yeah, exactly. We get there around 8, do a few hours of community service, and then we provide lunch for our volunteers.
Yeah,
so then they'll stick around and do lunch and then participate in the reflection that Taylin was mentioning through their reflection facilitators.
Yeah. And obviously then in that one day, you're talking about 600 or 700 hours of service.
Easily, yeah.
And if you stop and think about that, right? I mean, that's a lot of work that ends up getting done at these four sites.
Yeah, definitely.
I know I've seen pictures of I think one of the easiest ones to see is the bike building project with Off the Front. And there are all these boxes of unmade bikes. And then at the end of the day, there's a whole warehouse full of completed bikes that are going to be given to these kids that were successful in school. So you can really see the difference that, you know, 20 or 30 volunteers make in a 4-to-6-hour timeline.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things that students like about our events and that we try to foster is being able to actually see the difference that you're making in the community. I think it really helps them realize how meaningful service is. I know it does for me.
So Sarah, as Haley mentioned, one of those service sites for Spring into Service is your program and this brand new project, this painting project. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
We've been working with Fresno State One Day Service events for a while. In the past, we've hosted them at our ReStore, helping with projects mostly in the warehouse.
Yeah, a lot of cleanup and organizing and
Definitely, and they made a huge impact. And this year, we're really excited for this semester that we are able to host them at a brand new project that we are starting through our Neighborhood Revitalization Program, which is our senior paint program. The senior paint program purpose is to help us love our seniors that are living in our community and with a little facelift for their home. And so the students will be participating in an exterior paint project where we will be removing the paint that's currently there and then providing brand new paint to the siding or whatever that material is on the home, as well as the trim.
How do you decide on the families who are chosen for this paint project?
This paint program is specifically for senior homeowners. So there is specific criteria of ages as well as the year of the home. And so any information on that is available on our website at habitatfresno.org under Get Involved under the paint program. I do encourage that if anybody knows a senior or is a senior that may benefit from this program to go online and complete that interest form. And our staff will reach out directly to help them get signed up.
And we'll link to that website on our Facebook site.
Perfect.
So if you're listening out there and you're not quite sure how to orient towards that page, then we'll connect you that way. And we're talking a lot of times for a professional painter to come in and paint the exterior of a home, hundreds or thousands of dollars most likely, and you can get it done in a day with volunteers.
Definitely. That is one amazing thing about volunteers and the way that Habitat programs are modeled is that volunteers are able to come out with no experience. We utilize a minimal staff as well as core volunteer leaders that help us complete projects, anything from building the homes to projects like our senior paint program. So yes, it's amazing the impact that volunteers can make, even if it is just one day.
And you provide those experts that are guiding the students so that what is getting done on the homes is of top quality, right?
Definitely. And it's always a perk for students as well that they have a new little check mark to put on their resume. Because all of our volunteer opportunities do offer some tangible hard skills that they're able to take away.
Yeah. Haley, you've personally been involved in a lot of these one-day service projects over the last 2 years. What are some of the projects that you've been involved in? And what were those experiences like for you?
I've been to Sierra Foothill Conservancy 2 times now, which is, as I mentioned, where we build and maintain hiking trail. And that's a lot of hard work, but...
Yeah.
Even in the 2 times that I've been there, I've been able to go back and look at like, oh, wow, I was working on that section of the trail that time. And now we're all the way over here working on like completely new trail. And we've been going there. We've had that partnership for 8 years now. So it's really amazing to go out on that trail and hike it and work on it and know what has been paved by Fresno State students. So that is one of my favorite opportunities.
Yeah, and it really opens up the foothills to lots of other individuals who use that. Sierra Foothill Conservancy uses those trails for educational purposes with school kids and certainly preserving our foothills here for generations to come. And your work has been part of that.
Right. And even as we work, the trail guides who were guiding us teach us a little bit about the foothills and the flora and fauna that you see typically out there. So we get a little bit of a taste, even as volunteers, of what this organization is doing for the greater community, which is a very special experience.
Yeah, and the history of our foothills, the Native Americans that lived there, the railroads, the gold mining, the logging, all of those kinds of things that you're learning along the way. What other projects have you been involved in?
Most recently, I worked with Art of Life. We actually helped them create these little thank you gifts for donors. We helped stuff these little like sachets with lavender to be sent to all of their donors. And it was nice because we got to work with a cancer survivor who was a part of that organization. So she like shared stories with us as we were working alongside her, picking the little leaves off of the lavender, putting them in the little bags. And she couldn't stop saying like, thank you, and telling us the importance of the work we were doing. Even though it seemed kind of like far removed, we were just filling little bags with lavender, but she was telling us how much of an impact we were making. So that was also a very special project, near and dear to my heart.
And I can tell you this, I was at an event not too long ago with Art of Life. And they were still using those little lavender sachet bags and giving them out to volunteers and to cancer survivors. So the work that you did that day continues on now months and months later and is still being enjoyed by people in our community.
Oh, awesome. I actually didn't even know that. That's great.
Yeah. And so this time around, what project are you going to be involved in?
I will be at Off the Front, which is the bike building and maintenance. I've never been there before, so I'm very excited to experience it for the first time, especially since this is my last event with Serve. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm thinking it'll be great.
Hey, you darn students graduate and leave us, you know, right? I mean, it's just not right.
Wish I could do it forever.
Well, you can serve forever, and I think that's one of the things that comes from this, right? I mean, you had an ethic of service when you came to Fresno State. You wouldn't have gotten involved in something like this if you hadn't. But has your service experience here fostered that in some way or fostered other kinds of skills or traits or abilities that maybe you might not have otherwise been able to develop if it weren't for your involvement in Serve and in these service projects?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up loving service. I did it all throughout high school. So coming to Fresno State, I was fortunate enough to have been serving through like other school programs. But what attracted me to Serve in particular and like the Richter Center in general is the ability to be a leader on campus for service. And one of my favorite parts of being on Serve is the ability to foster that love of service that I have and that I have had in students who might not be as familiar. Because at our events, we get a lot of students who might be coming for like extra credit or to fulfill our requirements for a class. But they end by saying, wow, this was awesome. I had no idea I could make this impact. How do I get involved more? So it really opens up doors for all of us to be able to then guide them to other opportunities, invite them back to other events. And again, like I said, just foster that love of service.
Talk about getting those students involved. How can students sign up for Spring Into Service, or how can they get more information about other service days?
Excellent question. So for Spring Into Service, if you go to the Jan and Bug Richter Center website, it's a super long name. So, but literally, if you just Google Fresno State Richter Center even and click that first link under that events tab on that page, we have a link to register for Spring Into Service. So if you are interested, please sign up. And you actually do not even have to be a student. Any Fresno State faculty or staff are more than welcome. Like, we love when you guys come out too.
So Sarah, as a representative of one of these organizations that gets served through things like Spring Into Service, what does it mean to you and your organization to have these students come out?
These days are some of our favorite days of the year. Fresno State is amazing throughout the school year in supporting not just Habitat, but also all organizations throughout Fresno. So we really value all of our students, whether they're interns or completing service learning requirements or just volunteering. The one day service events specifically, however, do make a huge impact in what we do. In one day, they are able to completely transform whatever project it is they're working on, whether it's at the Restore or this year painting a home. The home is going to look completely different when they leave than when they come, which isn't just transforming the house, but it's really helping transform the lives of the homeowner that lives there, which is really the impact that we're striving for. So we're really excited. We always appreciate it, and we always have a blast.
And I think it's that twofold piece, right? Ideally, we're trying to provide benefits like that to the community, but Taylan, we're also trying to provide those benefits to our students. And I guess sort of to you, why should students want to be involved in this? Or why should anybody want to be involved in service from that standpoint of what's in it for them? And I know that sounds funny, but there's nothing wrong with knowing that you're going to get something out of this when you serve.
I think especially for students, that connection to their community and instilling in them that service ethic really promotes oneness within our community. It makes them feel connected. Like Haley was mentioning, being a leader on the Serve Committee gives her leadership skills and opportunities that she might not have had otherwise. And so instead of just showing up to the service day, she's actually learning how to plan and promote them and creating connections with our community partners and our donors. Deli Delicious provides lunch to all of our students. And so it just provides a different set of skills to students. And then the ones that just show up for the one day events gets them connected to their community, helps them get that hour requirement or fulfill the service learning course class requirements. And so it's just a really great opportunity.
I think it's a win-win situation for everybody involved. There's no doubt, for the agencies and for the people who serve. You know, sadly, I'm going to be gone on April 28th. I'm going to be out of the state. It is my wedding anniversary, and we're also going to be off celebrating another couple's wedding. So I'm going to miss this year with Spring Into Service, and I wish I could be there, not only because you know, the paint project sounds like a lot of fun and I'd love to see it. And I love the off the front project and being out there at events like that. But working alongside of the students, Haley, and seeing you in action and your fellow students in action is just such a joy because you see that sparkle in their eye when they see what they can accomplish through service. And I really appreciate your work, Haley, over the last couple of years, certainly, and Sarah, your partnership, and Teal, and all the work that you and the rest of the SERV members do. Sure appreciate you being here today for this show, but also for all your work year round. And just again, thanks to our guests today, to Taylan Bennett, to Sarah Padelty, and to Haley Chapman. And thank you to each of you for listening to today's show and every show that you tune in. So please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program here on KFSR. And don't forget, go to our Facebook site at FS Service in Action. We'll post pictures. We'll post more information about those websites we talked about and how to get involved. And certainly, if you've been involved in any of these one-day service projects, if you've been involved with Habitat, if you know Haley or any of the other great SERV members, that's a great place for you to share your stories and your shout-outs with everybody involved in these programs. We are on the air at 90.7 FM, and we're streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.